Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Scotland-based jazz saxophonist Brian Molly. He leads the internationally acclaimed Scottish group, the Brian Molly Quartet, and he spoke about their fourth album called Intercontinental. It was recorded in collaboration with the world-renowned Indian percussionist Krishna Kishore, and it's sure to bring joy to all listeners. From his base in Scotland, we discuss the new album, COVID life, upcoming live gigs, and so much more. Enjoy this interview.
Nice to talk with you.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you, man. You have a new quartet album, Intercontinental, and I'm curious, before we get into the actual construction of this album, you know, we're all kind of coming out on the tail end of this COVID thing. Things are opening up. Seems like things are better. There's a lot of albums coming out. How does this release feel for you now?
I mean, it feels great to have it out there. It's been a little while in the making, this project. And, of course, we've recorded it during lockdown, which meant the logistics of that were that we recorded here in Glasgow, in Scotland, and our special guest for the record, Krishna Kishore, he recorded over in Chennai in India. So it's been a little bit of an unusual one to put together. So delighted for it to be finally coming out, and very much also looking forward to doing some shows with it later in the summer.
What are you hoping the listener gets from this? I mean, how did you put this together? I guess that's the first part of this. And what are you ultimately hoping the listener gets from what you've done?
I guess the story starts really back in 2017 when we traveled out to India to be part of a tour there with the British Council. And that's where we first met Krishna Kishore. We'd been in India a couple of times already and worked with some amazing guys from Rajasthan. But this time, it was the first time we'd worked with someone from South India. So it really started there back in 2017, and we've just kept it going since then. We really felt we had something unusual, something interesting, some curious places where we could take the music. So delighted that we've managed to keep it going and now get to the stage of having a release for it planned. And I really hope that when people hear it, they'll... You know, I think the music is really interesting. It's unusual. There's not an awful lot of music around that's like this, I don't think. So hopefully people will be curious about it and will find the music interesting and engaging for them too. I think it's very important to make interesting music.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did this music journey begin for you? Talk to me a little bit about growing up and how you got to this point in your career.
Sure, well, I started playing saxophone when I was in high school here in the UK. That's when I was about 11. Just loved it straight away, really. I had a brilliant teacher when I was at school, very inspiring. Used to bring me cassette tapes, if you remember those, you guys, and of you know, really amazing sax players, Stan Getz, Lester Young, those guys. He was a great jazz fan. And so from there, I really, from almost pretty much the get-go, I thought, this is for me, this is what I want to do. So I was very, very keen to progress and did a lot of cool stuff through high school, and then just continued that on into university, and then start playing properly when I was in my early 20s. There's a good community here in Scotland, and in a wider sense in the UK, of musicians, of jazz musicians, as well as of musicians of lots of styles of music, so it's great to be a part of that. And certainly for me, in the early part of my career, there was an awful lot of working in lots of different projects with lots of other musicians, and learning a lot through that process too. It's certainly a big part of what made me into the musician that I am today, I think.
What about albums or musicians? Who really inspired you?
Well, going back in the day, these Stan Getz tapes that my teacher used to give me were a huge influence on me, and you know, I still love a lot of those records. Maybe not so much the very obvious ones, but Stan Getz and Oscar Peterson too is still one of my favourite albums of all time. I could probably sing most of the solos off the record. So Stan was a big fan, a big influence on me. And then, of course, I guess as you grow up, you go through stages of becoming a little bit obsessed with various players. I think most tenor sax players go through a Coltrane stage. I know that I certainly did. and very, very much into his music, and also a big influence on me and more modern guys, Branford Marsalis, who I've been fortunate enough to see quite a few times. I really love his music, and his kind of his vibe, his whole approach to making music and playing jazz. So Branford's another big one, and then, you know, a lot of those big guns, Sonny Rollins, obviously, Lester Young's another great influence on me, Charlie Parker, all the main guys, as well as a bunch of other musicians who maybe we wouldn't necessarily think of as being straight jazz musicians. And also for me, probably a little bit unusually, I studied quite a lot of classical saxophone and classical music too, so that's quite a big part of my journey as a musician.
What was the first live jazz show you ever saw that made you think, wow, that would be something I'd love to do someday?
My dad used to take me to a lot of gigs when I was growing up. My dad's a big jazz fan, so he would often take me to see whoever would come through Glasgow. And Glasgow has a very big jazz festival, and so there were some really very big acts, Branford Marsalis being one of them. You know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, some real superstars played that festival. I know Stan, I guess, actually played the first year. I was a bit too young to go and see him. Miles Davis played it in 1990. So, you know, a big festival. We would get to see some great shows, people that would come through Glasgow. And I remember one of the first shows that I think my dad took me to see was the Joe Zawinul Syndicate. Which isn't too bad for your first show. And I love that. And Joe's, his sort of unique take on things, blending world music with jazz, I think is also something that's had a big influence on me and continues to have an influence on the way that I think about music, for sure.
What do you like the best about this process of being a professional musician? What do you look forward to the most?
Playing live. It's obviously, it's the kind of the end point of the process, and it's super fun. The best bit about playing live for me is being able to share your musical experience with other musicians, and then obviously with an audience too. I think maybe that is I guess it's the most sort of forward-facing part of what I do. But also, you know, a huge thing for me is just a sort of an endless curiosity about music, really, which has never really gone away. So for me, just, you know, finding out new stuff about music, always practicing and trying to explore new things and maintaining that curiosity is something I think that's kind of a real core part of why I do this and what appeals to me about it. And I'm still like that every day, you know, and it needn't necessarily always be jazz, but certainly finding out new things, hearing something new, trying to check it out, work out what's going on, that sort of stuff is a big part of my life as a musician, really, I would say.
So let's say you come to Kansas City with this new album and you're going to present it to an audience at one of our venues. How would you describe your show? How would you convince somebody here in town that's trying to figure out what they're going to do tonight or that night you're here to come see you live?
Sure. Well, this project in particular is a very specific thing. It's our, what many people would describe as a straight-up jazz quartet, saxophone, piano, bass and drums. But we have our special guest, Krishna Kishore, who is a specialist in Carnatic South Indian music, and he plays a wide range of percussion instruments. So you would definitely call it a jazz gig, I would say, but there are very clear influences of world music running throughout the programme. And those include influences of music from India, but also music from Scotland, some traditional folk music from Scotland, and various other sort of corners of the world, little gems that I've picked up along the way. And I hope that what you would experience is at points of a high energy, intense musical experience, as well as much more reflective and sort of soundscape-y type textures in what we do. Certainly, what people have commented on before is that shows are very dynamic, so we'll run the full range of musical expression. And most importantly of all, I really hope that people that come to see our shows find that the music that we make is interesting and curious and alive and energetic. That's very much the approach that we aim to take.
So, Brian, everyone has a perception of you, an idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life. Who do you think you are?
I guess it comes back to this concept about being curious about music. So, you know, that's why I'm a musician. So anything that comes along on the radio, a friend of mine plays to me, that curiosity about trying to understand what's going on with that music is what makes me a musician. That's why I do it. I would say I basically have a very broad church of taste of music. There's not an awful lot I don't like. There are a few things. Everything's not for everybody, I don't suppose. But pretty much, if it's well played, decent music, nicely crafted, then it's for me. So I hope that my place as a musician, or what I try to do as a musician, things I try to say musically, reflect that. And I also hope that that will never really leave me. That sort of curiosity and that inquiring approach to making music is something that means I'm always inspired to go and practice every day and to keep learning about music and trying to improve myself and express what I do in music.
Beautiful. Brian, hey, good luck with Intercontinental. Good luck with the return to the stage. Thanks for taking a minute out for the show today.
Pleasure, Joe. Very nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Scotland, Kansas City, and spots all over the globe, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Brian for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com. And there, and you can donate to keep this Neon Jazz dream going via Patreon or PayPal. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.